Hi, this is Matt Mays, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
There you go. 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes to think about that one. What are we going to do in a couple of days? It's frickin' September already. Have you realized that? Like, coming up middle of this week, Wednesday, September 1st. How the hell did that happen? But you know what? You know what? Once again, I'm going to be okay. I know a lot of you are worried about me, wondering how I'm going to survive after 2 months of doing absolutely nothing but going to the beer, to the Blue Note Park. I mean, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I'm just going to let it happen. I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to try not to be depressed, because it's been a great time, but I'm broke. It's getting cold outside. And I'm ready for some indoor shows, maybe not like 4 or 5 a week necessarily, you know, so maybe it's okay. Maybe it's going to be okay. Hey, it's Tell the Band to Go Home, by the way. Who else would start a show with this kind of rambling? Your singer-songwriter show originating on UMFM in Winnipeg, but of course streaming and podcasting around the known universe and sometimes bumping the mic. My name's Jeff Robson, your host here. You can always check us out at tellabandtogohome.com. Of course, we're pre-recorded as always and into the foreseeable future. So you can't call me, but, well, I mean, you could, but I prefer you email me, jeff@tellabandtogohome.com, jeff@tellabandtogohome.com. I do love to hear from you. What'd you think of last week's show? Did you like the ghosts, the quitters, and the where are they now? I have so many of these things that I'm planning, like at least one more show, maybe even two, because I just found so many great artists that just kind of vanished either for a period of time or forever. And I have to say now, and I'll probably say it again later, Tom T. Hall was alive when I recorded my show, so calling him a ghost didn't seem insensitive at the time. But that's what happens when you pre-record shows early in the week. Sometimes stuff happens. And that could happen again this week. We're recording again early this week because it's such a crazy busy weekend. I just got no time for anything. So we're pre-recorded again early in the week, which can be dangerous. But, you know, it could be good as well. And we'll get into some of that in a little bit. But first, speaking of the Blue Note Park, some good shows coming up this week. It's starting to slow down a little bit, you know. Not quite as much going on for me anyway. I mean, there's shows still every week. I'm just not going to them quite as regularly as I was before. But 2 times at least this week I'll be down there, probably 3, I'm thinking. And it all kicks off tonight. Very excited, always excited to see once again live and in person, in concert, our old friend JP Ho. Now, as I'm recording this, there are still some tickets available. But it's early in the week, so you might want to check on that. But hopefully we'll see some of you down there for JP Ho at the Blue Note Park. Tell the band to go home.
Fall back asleep, no need for a sound. We'll try this again when the sun comes around. You steady the sails and I'll chart us a course. The world is for us, so much to explore. Never lie till the day I die. I love you today like I loved you back then. I take care of you, honey, till the bitter. I love you today like I loved you back then. I take care of you, honey, till the bitter. Fight dragons and spells, survive through the storm. Make off with some gold, carry it off by the swamps. No worries on deck, no fears to be had. The dreams in your head are the days we will have. till the day I die. I love you today like I loved you back then. Take care of you, honey, till the bitter, bitter. I love you today like I loved you back then. Take care of you, honey, till the bitter, bitter. Fall back asleep, no need for a sound. We'll try this again when the sun comes around. You steady the sail, and I'll chart us a course. The world is for us, so much to explore. I love you today, like I loved you back then. I take care of you, honey, till the bitter, bitter.
Seconds dreaming illusions, and I each and every night. I hear you calling, but I ain't listening. I ain't never coming back to that life. Oh, how did I learn to let you go? Oh, how did I learn to let you go? Oh, how did I learn to let you go? Oh, how did I learn to let you go? He said, I'm feeling fine.
Hi, this is JP Hill, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home. Go.
He said, I'm feeling fine.
I'm rolling out my 20s, moving on through my 30s. I got 40s ahead of me on down the road. I gotta get there tonight. Some say I gotta use up all your daylight before it goes out. About holding this here guitar without any strings, 'cause I'm freezing up in my hotel, feeling the love. Tell the ones I belong to, I ain't treating you right. And all my life I've been afraid, and maybe I'd be better off had I paid. Well, this fighting going on in my head, tossing, turning me late in bed. A rest is what I really long for. She stands up on my way and a passion card hits my face and I go down again for the count. Hey. But I know I've seen this scene before, and the character longs for more. Punishment, abuse, attack of the heart. I'm gonna get back up on the stage again. I'm gonna be the one you wanna hear again. There's a dead eye of a man in my past. And all my life I've been afraid. And maybe I'd be better off had I paid. It was me who put that hole in your side. But I believe that there is an infamy in love's open arms of sanctity. Well, one day I'll be back. Yeah. And all my life I've been afraid.
Hello, I'm Mark Sasser from the band Elliot Brood, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, that's a fun one. Oh, man. You know, sometimes... Never mind. I get caught sometimes. I like to try to play along with some of these songs now, and that's a fun one. That's Write It All Down for You. That's Elliot Brood there from Mountain Meadows. That was a great record. That was a great time, and they're always a great live band, and they'll be playing two shows down at the Blue Note Park next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's a long weekend, you know, so the Sunday show is not such a big deal. And lastly, check, there were still tickets available for both, I believe. And, you know, really, why wouldn't you go? Why wouldn't you go? It's going to be fun. So check that out. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. You can always get all the details at highandlonesomeclub.ca.com. Oh my God, .com. No, highandlonesomeclub.ca. All the listings down there at the Blue Note Park. And thanks and love to John Scholes for keeping that going, keeping us safe, keeping us having a good time. And, you know, after a summer of it never, ever raining for like months at a time, now it basically never stops, at least as I'm recording this. John's been doing amazing work trying to reschedule shows, you know, when it's been raining, and eventually he just came out recently and said, enough. If it rains, bring your slicker. It's going to be fine. We'll give you an umbrella. It's going to be okay. So, if you're going down there and it looks like it might rain, bring your slicker and it'll be okay. And some good shows going on. We also heard in there, the Small Glories played Tuesday, 31st, last day of August. Oh my God. Oh my God. Had I Paid, back from their Wondrous Traveler record, their first record together, Kara Luft and J.D. Edwards. Some great J.D. Edwards shows have been going on down there all summer. It'll be good to see the Small Glories again. I think they also have another show coming up in September at the big Lyric Theater, at the Lyric Theater at Assiniboine Park on the 9th. So if for some reason you miss them on Tuesday, if it's sold out or if it's raining and you're a big baby, you can catch them again. JP Ho tonight, though, at the big Blue Note Park. I love the Ho. I'm never going to make any bones about that. He's a good guy. He's been a good friend and a good supporter over many, many years. We heard Learn to Let You Go from Mannequin and Like I Did Back Then from Hideaway. And like I said, when last I checked, there were tickets available. But, you know, JP Ho shows tend to... be sold out, so you might want to check your local listings on that one to be sure. Oh, what's the time? Do we have time? What kind of time do we have? Yeah, we'll play a few new things here for you, just a few maybe, here in the program before we shuffle off and start paying some overdue tributes to some greats, and then I'm going to wish that I hadn't wasted so much time this hour. Oh yeah, before I forget, with September coming up, it's going to be just in a few days the end of the Great Cycle Challenge Canada. I've been trying to raise money for sick kids. They do research into childhood cancer, trying to eliminate the disaster of kids having to fight cancer, which just... it's just about the saddest thing I can think of. I say it all the time. Fortunately, I've never known a kid that had to go through that. I just don't know how I'd handle it. But I do know lots of you out there who either have gone through it or are going through it. And man, I feel for you. You're all in my thoughts, and you know, my part of the reason I'm doing this stupid thing is because of you good folks. So send some love and strength out to our cancer survivors and fighters out there. I love you. Check out greatcyclechallenge.ca. You can search me up. I'm Jeff Robson. Or if you want to go to greatcyclechallenge.ca/writers/Jeff Robson R. You can find me there. So far I'm up to $1,620.81. Now that's a, you know, And once you get to that point, it's like, why don't we go to 1750, or dare I push for 2000? I don't know. My goal was to ride 600 kilometers in a month. Currently, as I speak, I'm at 584 and a half, and still a week and a bit to go. So, you know, I'll keep doing my part. Hopefully you'll do your part. Check out greatcyclechallenge.ca. And thank you to all the generous and amazing folks who have supported the cause so far. Very grateful to you all. All right, here's that new music I talked about. Here's a beauty. There's a cool video for this as well. It's a brand new from the next upcoming album from our Irish pal. I love this guy, John Bleck. Tell a band to go home.
Early in the morning as the gulls are on the rise, picking at the fishing nets and circling the skies. I stood on the stern, I could see you by the pier. Watch you fall into your knees as I held back the tear. I'd be away for 6 months and maybe even more. If the nets kept coming empty, we might never see the shore. My dear, you know I'll miss you, and I know you're with my child. Let's hope the halls are plenty, so I'll be back in time. Cast off, take me back, Cormorant. I've been away for 4 and I was skinny as a rake. Blisters on my fingers and my back about to break. The salt withered my skin, my stench hung in the air. The nets kept coming empty, but they brimmed without despair. I lay awake at night, picturing your face in the portrait on the mantel above our fireplace. I knew that you were lonesome, and you hours too. I dreamt the tides were turning, directing me to you. Cast off, take me back, Cormorant. Saw the lines tied in, pulling hard with weary arms, trying to haul it in. 2 weeks on, the hull was full, and we were homeward bound, heading back to my love, back to my fishing town. Cast off.
Wasn't ours to keep. Bargains turn to hard lines. Words go off like landmines and tear the earth apart. So we paid up, bet the rest to break us.
be nice not to face your troubles every day with a cocktail in your face. Wash away all the pain. It must be cool not to fool all your friends close to you with some pathetic point of view. Wash away all the blues. Let the rain do the job. Let the rain fall on down. Wash away all the walls. Standing tall on shaking ground. Burning fires and suicides. General's demise. Turn me loose and let me fly closer to a peaceful sky. Let the rain do the job. Let the rain fall on down. Wash away all the walls. Standing tall on shaky ground. Till the morning day will rise. I miss you by my side. Let the rain do the job. Let the rain fall on down. Wash away all the walls. Standing tall on the shaky ground. The rain fall on down. Wash away all the walls. Standing tall on the shaky ground. Tall. Shaky ground.
Brand new Malcolm Holcomb there. He sounded stronger and more focused than ever. Man, I know he's been having a hard time with his health, and then the pandemic shut down his only lifeline, touring. Somehow, I guess he's made the best of it, and he's got a new record called Tricks of the Trade. That sounds pretty great. That's Shaky Ground there from Malcolm Holcomb. Might have to dive more into that one. Before that, Tim Easton also has a great new record called You Don't Really Know Me. We heard Speed Limit off of that one. Tim Easton, always a cool dude. We heard Shauna Caspian there. Man, another great track from this upcoming record, Hurricane Coming. We heard Wait Love there from that. Can't wait to hear more of that one. And John Bleck off the top once again. Gorgeous and wonderful stuff. We heard Cormorant from his new album On Ether and Air coming out this fall. And boy, I have burned through almost an entire hour here. Okay, I want to play a couple things for you. I know you're kind of going to hate it, or at least some of you are anyway. But there's a real purpose for this. So I had a great, amazing chat with Jim White a little while ago. And part of it, he talked about how important his kids were to him and how proud he was of his kids and how talented they were. And now we finally have some proof. The first single from his daughter Willow is out now. It's called Drivin'. She calls herself Willow Avalon. It's not, you know, it's not the kind of singer-songwritery folk that we try to focus on here, but I've got nothing wrong with a little bit of shiny pop once in a while, and I think I like this. And just to kind of illustrate what Jim was talking about, I'll play this for you, and hope you like it. And if you haven't already, check out Fly With Your Shadow, and check out Jim White's episode. And hopefully, you know, maybe by the time this weekend rolls around, there'll even be a new episode of Fly With Your Shadow. If not next weekend, I'm working on some things. I'm telling you, I just don't know exactly when they're going to come together. So working on it. Don't worry. Anyways, here's Jim White's daughter, Willow Avalon. Tell the band to go home.
Stuff all be at your place whenever I was able. I guess we just ran out of time, but I'll always remember the days when you were mine. Dressed up, we're going out to eat. Fancy place on Stradbrook Street. Tiny place, tiny food, there's a tiny chance we'll get drunk and we'll have to get bed. You got school in the morning, but that's okay. I'll wake up early and I'll drive you there at 8 and pick you up at 6 p.m. Take you home, we'll do it all again. But I tease you about your Tupperware label.
I was talking to a street corner preacher. He said, man, I got a few things I can teach you. Teach you how to live in a righteous way. Send you off to heaven this very day. He said, give me that bag, son, and make a small donation to the church of better days. He said, first of all, up just enough green to get feeling good and fat. We're gonna roll ourselves a bet. Yeah, that's right, kid. We're gonna smoke a grenade. 3.5 grams of AAA to the brain. He said, this ain't no pipe rip. Are you feeling alright, kid? It's a church of better days. Come on. This fresh, gonna feel it stay tight along the sides and loose up on the end. If you screw that up, just try again, cause nobody complains. We're all the same at the church of better days. It says secondly, you gotta light it up, flex it up, pass it along when you've had enough. Share it with the crowd, don't let it hit the ground. When it comes back, just start another round. It's a righteous campaign. We're all saved at the church of better days. Cause on the seventh day, the Lord took rest. Even the Almighty need time to digest everything that's going on all of the time. Somewhere in the world, the sun is about to rise, but before
Okay, so Boy Golden from Winnipeg, I knew that. Six Shooter Records, kind enough to send me this CD about a month ago, and I just never touched it because I'm not into novelty songs about smoking dope. I just think it's immature and stupid. But it turns out that Boy Golden is actually Liam Duncan, who's a talented guy. We've seen him a million times playing keys with a bunch of other people, and the record is actually, it's actually pretty good. I think we're going to hear him again in the next hour. Church of Better Days, title track to that brand new record from Boy Golden, a.k.a. Liam Duncan. Who knew? I had no idea. Field Guide before that. That guy, Dylan, he used to be in a band with Liam. What were they called? The Middle Coast or something? They were called something else before that. From Brandon. Three guys, and they're super talented and super funny. And they've all gone on to bigger things on their own, which is amazing. We heard Tupperware there from Field Guide. And off the top, Willow Avalon, Jim White's daughter, with Drivin'. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more. Tell the band to go home. Please stick with us.